Well, hello there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio cast. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. What an amazing day. Today, we have finally broken out of the winter. I am so excited about spring. I don't know what to do. Right now at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in D.C., it is 78 degrees, and our high is going to be all the way up to 88 degrees. Can you believe that? Detroit, Michigan, you are doing absolutely fantastic at just 77 degrees right now, partly sunny, and you're going to be going all the way up to 80 degrees. I know you guys are loving this. Sunshine in Richmond, VA, you are at 80 degrees and your high is going to be 90. Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Jacksonville, I love you guys. And shout out to my friend, Kevin Jackson, who is recovering from an accident. Thank God he's a healer. Thank God for the healing power through the blood of Jesus Christ. Partly cloudy you are today, 77 degrees and your high is 78, and you are going to be sunshine all day. I want to give a shout out to Dallas. Hey, Dallas, to Fred Hammond, Raymond, all of you guys, Autumn, everybody over in Dallas, all my friends in Dallas. How are you guys doing today? You are cloudy today, 74 degrees. Your high is going to be 86 degrees, and you got 88 degrees, and you have some showers coming, thunderstorms coming. London, shout out to you, London. Mostly cloudy today. 57 degrees is your, what you are right now. Mostly cloudy. I love that because of the time difference. It's so funny to me. All right. Let's see. Augusta, Georgia, you are 75 degrees. Shout out to iHeartRadio. Fat and the crew over in Augusta, Georgia. You're sunny today, 75 degrees. And your high is going to be 86, and you are all about sunshine, sunshine. All right, you guys, so listen, what a day. I'm telling you, this week has been quite an event. I want to just say that a lot of times we really don't even know that God is really moving and doing amazing things in our lives. And sometimes we just have to understand that God is moving despite it all. Most of the times we want to take credit. We want to, you know, unconsciously steal God's glory. And that is not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to trust God. And a lot of times we have issues with wanting to actually do things instead of letting God do them on his own. We want to control a matter. And so I always think about the scripture that says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, or there is no condemnation in those that love God.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
We are right back with you. As I was stating earlier, I don't know if you guys got to hear this, but and please forgive the technical difficulties that we're having this morning. But it's like I say, just reach out and pray over the airways in the name of Jesus. And as a matter of fact, I just thank you, Father God, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are joyful in it. We take authority against anything that would disrupt, hinder, block, or sabotage today's show. We cancel every assignment of the adversary to just wreak havoc in the airways in Jesus' name. We operate in full authority by the blood of Jesus, declaring that this show shall go smoothly and that every person that is listening shall be blessed. Not only will they be blessed and rich and with wisdom and knowledge and elevation and increase and inspiration and encouragement, Father, but their families will be blessed. They will be healed, delivered, and set free from all things that are not of you in Jesus' name. And we just thank you for the freedom that they will have this day and the days forth ahead in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, so what I was saying is that a lot of times we tend to worry about things that are not our responsibility. So, like, for instance, I learned a really good lesson this week, and God has been really dealing with me about it. It's been something that I've been dealing with for a long time, and it's on the lines of people-pleasing. But this is the thing. It's not so much like the streets would say, a brown nosing or, you know, worrying about people or caring, or trying to be like somebody or anything like that. It's more like I don't want to see anybody struggling. I don't want anybody hurt. I don't want anybody, if I want to do something all the time. Like, I want to do something, especially with people. Like, I've had two churches called Gospel Truth Ministries, and one was in Charlotte and one was in D.C. And the one in Charlotte closed, and everybody from that church, mostly everybody from that church, moved over to the church in D.C., which was such a blessing. And God had told them to do that because, of course, you know, I don't want the responsibility of anybody moving, you know. I don't want that. You know, I want it to be all God. So everybody that came, they prayed about it. God told them to move, and they came. And, you know, it was a blessing. We went out in the streets. We, you know, ministered to the homeless and things like that. My son was there with us. Their kids was with us. We were making the food. And, you know, everybody had their own part and things like that. But we all came together to actually minister. I gave out books and CDs and things like that. And it was such a rewarding ministry. I love that ministry, Dr. Truth Ministries, and loved every person that was a part of it. But I would always feel like I would want whatever the members would want to sow, I would want to, you know, replace it or, you know, give it back to them or, you know, and bless them even more because, you know, like I took ownership of God's blessing. And instead of, you know, me receiving it or receiving it as something that, you know, they were doing unto God for the ministry, for the people that are being blessed through the ministry, I felt like I wanted to bless them and that, you know, let them know that this is good ground or I was a hard worker and a good leader and, you know, I get my hands dirty too and things like that, you know. And I just, you know, but this had followed me even through after the, you know, church had, you know, God had told me to close the ministry down and start focusing on, you know, my territory being expanded because I was traveling so much more and things like that. And so I would really be very, I would feel the responsibility. And God just, and condemned, and I would feel guilty, like, you know, God, I want to be good soil, and you know, I don't want them struggling, and you know, if they're going, but I really got the revelation this week that God was saying, you do not run this. You are not in control. It's not about you. They're doing it unto me. So when they're going through testing, you can't come in and fix it because I want them to be tested so they can know that I am God and that I reward those that diligently seek me in every way through seed and harvest and all of that. And so it just really relieved me. And I want to encourage those that feel the need to, you know, want to step in and fix it and show them that you're this or you're that or your heart is good. And all you got to do is just keep doing what God is telling you to do and know that you are doing it to please God. Everything you're doing is to please God, that you do not step outside of God. What if God blessed you with a large amount of money and, you know, you start thinking, oh, I'm going to give it to Susan and I'm going to give it to Bob because they did this or they, you know, blessed me with that. And God is saying, well, what if I don't want it to come from you? What if I want it to come? What if I've already planned for it to come from another source? And I don't want to steal God's glory. I don't want to say, I don't want them to say, oh, Apostle or Dr. Gina did this. And God is saying, wow, I really had a plan. And then you stepped in and, you know, and then now I'm taking away from my blessing and not doing it the way God wants me to. I'm being disobedient. I'm operating in control. I'm operating in people pleasing. I'm operating in control. So I have to take. I had to really repent from all of that and ask God to forgive me for that. And I was so thankful to see it so differently because I felt so condemned and guilty. I felt bad. And, you know, because there were certain things I wanted to do that I thought I could do, but then I couldn't do it, and then I felt bad about it. And I'm telling you, and it's not that, you know, he does appreciate your giving and your loving heart, but we still have to seek him about everything. We have to acknowledge him about everything, even in our gift giving, even in receiving opportunities and gifts, everything, like, even with, you know, all of the things that's been coming my way, I have to seek him and say, God, is this you? Is this something that you want me to do? Because everything that's good may not be good from God. So we have to make sure that everything that we do, everything that we want to do is from the purity of God. We have to do it in spirit and in truth so God can get all the glory. It can't be mixed up with, you know, well, I want to do this because I don't want them to think that I would never do it, or I won't do it, or I don't, you know, I don't care, or I want to do this because I want them to be happy, or I want, it's got to be because thus say the Lord. So I don't know who this is for, but it really blessed me, and it really relieved me from a lot of pressure and a lot of, you know, guilt and a lot of false responsibility, and I feel free now to just receive God's blessing, and also when I am able, when he aligns me up and distributed something to me, because everything that I have is not mine. So if he told me to give one of my fur coats or one of, you know, my watches or whatever it is, it's not mine. He blessed me with the stuff so I could be a blessing. It's not always just finances. It could be your favorite dress, your favorite pair of shoes, your favorite whatever that he blessed you with. He can then turn around and have you be a blessing to someone else. Would you be willing to give it up? Would you think it's enough? Would you, you know, trust him that, you know, he's got something better or, you know, whatever? I mean, because I have been blessed ever since I said yes and amen to him. Everything that I needed, God has provided for me. So I'm talking about from, I didn't have no wardrobe to go to church, none. I had no dress clothes or nothing. By the time Street that got a hold of me, I don't even know what the heck I was looking like. A hot mess, I know that. But, I mean, by the time I said yes, I mean, I had people giving me suits, and, I mean, I was starved, you know what I'm saying? I was really thankful, and I never wanted for anything. Everything, I watched my tithes grow from 30 cents, and I'm serious. I paid tithes on $3. Whatever I had, I paid tithes on. I watched it turn from 3 cents, to, I mean, 30 cents to, you know, $1 to $100. And I was, you know, and being able to sow a seed of $1,000. It's been truly a blessing. God will provide for you, but he wants all the glory. And we got to just keep our nose out of his business. Let God be God and let him do his thing. All right. Well, I hope that blessed you guys. We're going to have Gina G, and she's bringing a trending tea. And what she say is also, we got Elizabeth Brooks that's bringing us 5 minutes of fitness, and we got a new artist, alert, Aaliyah Hall. She's going to be joining us, and we're going to hear her new project, Love This Girl, Amazing Spirit. Awesome. But first, we got to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors, Salon Dewan. She's accepting insurance right now. You can go and if you have been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss, you need to call Salon Dewan. If you have any thinning hair, you need to call Salon Dewan. If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, Kaiser, and more, you need to go ahead and call Salon Dewan. She can give you more info. She specializes in wigs. She specializes in all kind of hair products that can help you with your thinning hair and et cetera. Please call Salon Dewan at Salon Dewan at 202-802-3098. Again, Salon Dewan. Call Dewan today, 202-802-3098. All right. We got Gina G joining us right now. Hey, Gina.
Well, what's going on, Dr. Gina Friend?
Girl, everything is going on so much. I wanted, if I didn't already have something already in my sphere to share, I definitely would have been talking about mental illness. Are we starting off with Trendin T? Let's start off with Trendin T. What's going on in Trendin T?
Let's start off with all the tea because it's too much. I can't even blow it and make it cool down fast enough. The trend tea, oh my goodness. Well, right now, like I said, the number one trending tea is going to be Kanye West. Of course it's Mr. Kanye West.
Wow.
With the big controversy statement that he made on TMZ the other day, stating that slavery was a choice. He made a statement saying that 400 years of slavery sounds like a choice to him. And one of the reporters in the room kind of just gave him pure hard facts and truth about the statement that he made. Now my opinion is everyone has one. Kanye West is entitled to his opinion. So is you. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But what the gentleman was saying, which I agree with, is that Kanye has such a big voice that he really just has to be careful about what he says, or at least make sure he's getting out his train of thought correctly. You can't start off by saying, 400 years of slavery is a choice, and then you want to wait 30 more minutes to try to explain yourself when you know that the media, especially the media, is going to run with that whole 400 years of slavery is a choice. So racism to me is ridiculous, and it's never ending because of people like, dealing with the Starbucks situation. People saying, I'm still going to go to Starbucks, okay, because I'm still going to get my latte, blah, 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 because they don't have any sense of respect knowing that this is happening to their people, whether you be black, Hispanic. It's happening to people of color. You know what I mean? And we need to hit them where it really hurts, is which their pockets, which is what people are saying. Necessarily stop spending your money in Starbucks. Why you can't get you a Keurig and make your own coffee at home?
I don't understand what's so addictive about this Starbucks anyway.
No offense,
Starbucks, but I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, what is going
it
on?
It is.
That logo or something. I think it's got, don't it got a snake or some kind of...
I'm trying to tell people, if people don't think about that,
there?
Dr. Gina. Yeah, they don't think about that. It's subliminally telling you. It's so much mental slavery. It's so much. It's just so much. Period. And it's an overload. And I'm frankly tired of it. Here in America, I'm not really certain on other countries because I've never been. But here in America, it's just ridiculous. Racism is just overloaded. Trump being president has put racism back in the forefront. It was a point of time where everybody was racist in their own house. You know what I'm saying? Like, they kept to themselves. I'm going to say what I want to say at home. And I think Trump being president has just brought them outside. So racism is enough, but it's not going to end. All we can do is pray and teach our children and our family members, how to see people as people. We're all God's children. It doesn't matter what race you are. And if we could start seeing people for who they are, then I think we would be all right. But Kanye on that
let's talk about the mental illness factor of it all. I mean, are we convinced at this point that maybe, we don't know what he's doing as far as seeking, a therapist or whatever, or even, somebody that can maybe just do deliverance and cast out the demons. but my thing is that, in our culture, we don't really talk about mental illness and breakdowns. We don't really talk about, even with people that are struggling when they feel like they're just about to just break. It's so hard for us to tell somebody that because we're so quick, I think because we have such a survival mentality.
Yeah.
We survive. But see, the thing is, the Bible never said for us to survive. It calls for us to overcome. Because every trauma, every situation, we'll just keep on surviving and never get our healing. And I'm a living witness to that. After one thing, after another thing, after another thing. Yes, I survived it and I made it, but I still never got healed from the first one.
Right.
And then that piled up on the second one. And I mean, now that I'm serving the Lord, it doesn't mean, you could be delivered from some things. And then some things say prayer, fasting, and it takes a process. And until you be able to see things differently, your mind will still be bound in the train of thought of surviving, which means that you'll go and, you know, patch this up and, you know, okay, I made it through that. Let me go on. And then it's almost like you just expect that way of life. And that's not freedom. That's actually bondage. And so I feel like our culture, yes, we are enslaved, but, I mean, it's a curse. It's a generational curse. We can be enslaved physically like they were before. We can be we can be enslaved culturally. We can be enslaved mentally. We can be enslaved economically. And we need to deal with that. We need to deal with that. And maybe it's not affecting everybody a certain way, but his mother passing and him paying for all of that, talk about that. Maybe some of the listeners don't even know about that. Where did all of this start? Because it wasn't just them with Kardashians. We're not going to start that here.
Yeah, that's what we're not going to do. We're not going to blame the Kardashians because, to me, and I'm really sick of them being, you know, put in this light like bad people. I've never even seen them do anything. I've never seen them do anything bad. I mean, to no one else. I've seen them, you know, maybe they're getting LIFO. Maybe they're doing this. Okay, that's to their own selves. You cannot judge them for what they're doing to themselves. But from my observation, because I love the Kardashians, and I keep up with the Kardashians, and from what I see, they're very family-oriented. They give so much that people don't want to talk about how much they've given to schools and children. And I mean, you can't tell nobody what to do with their money. So I don't care how many fur coats they got. I don't care how many cars. That's their money. But you cannot put a curse on this family stating that everybody they've been with, everybody they're encountered to, they just fall. That just kills me. It kills me. Kim loves her husband, and it is her job to stand by her husband, whether he is mentally ill or not. It is not her job to. Now, we would be now if she didn't stand by him. And she went on Twitter and said, you know, this man is crazy. Then that's going to be another problem. Oh, she ain't standing by her man. Oh, look at her. She's talking about her husband. So the girl can't win for losing. But what we're not going to do is blame it on the Kardashians. Because it kills me. It kills me. That's just saying, like, every relationship I've had has went bad. And so every man that gets with me is a curse because we argue all the time. Or because as soon as we break up, they go out and get with the wrong type of woman. That ain't my fault.
Well, I'm not going to blame nobody because I done picked the wrong men several times in my life. And every time I got with them, then chaos happened. I can't, it's his fault. No, I always take ownership of the fact that, you know what, I was broken before and I thought this was going to fix it. I was scarred before and I thought this was going to fix it. And you got to take ownership. All of those brothers, all of them, including Scott, had issues before they got with them. And that's just my opinion. That's my opinion, and that's just the way it is. Now, the only reason why we got to see it unfold is because the cameras is always on them. But what was they doing behind the scenes before? I mean, come on now.
Exactly.
So with that being said, you know, that's sad, and we got to pray, you know, for him because he is, you know, he's a person, he's human, and he needs salvation. You know, he needs to touch from God, so we got to pray for him. And what else, what you got on what you say?
What she say is, I kind of combine the two.
Well, wait. We got to get Elizabeth Brooks. We're going to do your what she say after.
Okay, no problem, because I love Elizabeth Brooks, so bring on.
Well, listen, we got our guest, Aaliyah, but first we got to hear her project first. I'm so excited about that. She's on with us, and she is amazing. Like I told you, you heard the song. What do you think about it, Gina?
Oh, my goodness. It's got a neo-soul feel. It's a sound of her own. I've never heard this type of tone or feel in gospel music, and I'm loving it, honey. And her name's Aaliyah. Child, please. I'm loving it.
Well, all right. It's called Be You, and this is what we're going to hear from Aaliyah Hall. Be You.
Be You.
Well, all right, Aaliyah Hall, welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you for joining me and Gina G on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you?
I am wonderful, lovely lady. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Okay, awesome. let me give everybody this picture, Gina. Listen to this. So I'm at a showcase, and I've several of them, and she's everywhere, like looking so beautiful, like a model, gorgeous. I mean, modelist and just gorgeous and smiling the whole time. The smile lights up the room. Then she gets on stage and she sings, and I am literally, I just melt. I just love her style. I just love her attitude. Girl, thank you. Listen, Aaliyah, tell us how you got started with singing.
Absolutely. Well, music is definitely a big part of my life. And my dad is, I come from a musical family, actually, but my dad, he's a musician, he's a songwriter, he's a singer, he's a producer, so he's everything, and he's definitely my inspiration. And he allowed me, he has a group called Derek Hall & Company, and he let me be in a part of that at the age of 13, which kind of was like my training grounds music-wise, and it definitely solidified my passion for singing, and from there on out, I just knew I wanted to pursue it as a ministry. So I started to write songs, and at 16, I decided to just share the songs that the Lord put on my heart with the world with my first CD called Great Praise, and then I continued to do so. I continued to write and just write what was on my heart, and next thing you know, a few years later, I released the recent CD called Butterfly, which is so exciting. So I love music. I just am grateful for music and just all that it is in the kingdom of God. And I'm just really excited to see what God does next.
Oh, my God. I'm excited about it. I mean, Gina, you heard the song. Tell her because I don't know if she got to hear what your thoughts were about.
Well, I mean, I just love it. It puts me in like a meditation mode. You know, it's kind of like neo soul. It puts me in a different mood or vibe than other gospel songs, if that makes any sense. It just gives me a sense of like kind of peace and a quiet place and num yo horenge kyo. You know, it just gives me another dimension of prayer and of God, and I really appreciate that. I mean, it's very different, if you ask me. It's very different.
It makes me want to snap my fingers and just groove. You know what I mean? Like, yes, God.
Yes.
You know, it's that kind of day where I just want to just, like, put my top down, roll the windows down, you know, take a road trip and just chill to the glory of God. That's just,
light
some incense.
So
dope. And when you hear you singing it live, it's oh my God, it's just her tone and everything is just so clear.
Aww.
So tell us what's been going on with you. You were at the Stella Awards. What was that experience like for you?
You know what? That was probably one of the best experiences I ever had. I've always seen the Stella Awards on TV and just things like that. But just to be amongst other people who love music and love God, and the both just as much as you do, is like kid in a candy store. So I met so many amazing people, including the lovely Dr. Gina, and it just was an eye opener that there's so much more that God wants us to do as a kingdom, as a body of Christ,
now.
I should say. So it was really, really, really exciting, and I'm super excited to go back next year.
Oh my gosh! And I'm hoping and praying for so much more to happen for you during this year, and just more and more visibility and everything, because you definitely have such a gift to give to the kingdom of God. And I'm so honored. When I met you, I just felt like, gosh, this is such an opportunity, you know, to really connect with something so fresh and so anointed at the same time. And so with that being said, you know, what's going on with you now? What can we expect from Aaliyah Hall today?
Absolutely. So God is really moving, and I'm super excited just to be on the journey. One thing that has recently happened is the song Be You, which is so crazy, has actually made the gospel indicator most added Billboard charts.
And I would never, ever in a million years thought that something like this would happen. I just wanted you to just encourage other people. But God has just been really blowing my mind. And another thing that's happened is I was nominated in several categories for the Place Factor Awards, which is super, super, super exciting. And it's just an awesome opportunity and just an honor just to be considered. So even for that, if you want any more information, you can definitely go to praisefactorawards.com. The song you just heard is EU, and it's actually, we released a music video this year, so you can find that on YouTube as well. I'm writing new music, which is so exciting for me. It's been a long time coming, but God is really, really doing something. And lastly, I have a clothing line called Be True to You, and you can definitely find that on my website, on my Instagram, my social media, and all of that. So God is really doing something, and I'm just here for the journey.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Look at all of that. He done prepared for you on the table, in the face of enemies.
God is so good.
It's a buffet, girl. Well, praise God for that. Listen, what inspiration can you give to someone starting off? You know, what would you advise them to do? What's the first step? You got a talent. God is telling you to go. What would you suggest to them? What inspiration can you give them?
Absolutely. Well, even what God says, he just says to use the things that are around us. He's not asking us to spend a bunch of money here and there, but he's just asking us to use what we have, and he'll take us to the next step. Another thing I would just let you know is that God didn't give you what he gave you just because. If he gave you a dream, if he gave you a purpose, God did that on purpose. So a lot of times we second guess and doubt ourselves, but that's the enemy. Just know that God gave you a purpose for a reason, and you're here for a reason. You have something to do. You have a purpose to fulfill. So don't ever second guess or doubt or wonder if you're cut out for this, because God wouldn't have put you here if you weren't cut out for it. And just know that the world needs you to be who God uniquely made you to be, not anybody else, but just you. So that's what I would definitely encourage you and say. Just keep going. Know that God made you for a purpose and is giving you these dreams for a purpose, and just go after them.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love it. If you're not inspired by that, I'm inspired. Aren't you inspired by that, Kennedy?
I'm inspired. I'm inspired. Let me have
Aaliyah, tell everybody where they can follow you on your social media.
Absolutely. So I'd love to get connected with you beautiful people. You spell my name A-L-I-Y-A-H-A-L-L. You can start looking that up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. The website is AaliyahHall.com, and then we can definitely get connected, and I can't wait to do so.
I love it. I love it. Listen, I want you to hold on with Doug and let him get a radio drop from you, and you can add a couple of, you know, notes to it if you want to, because I love your voice so much, but it's up to you. But leave something behind so, and let everybody know the name of your song when you do the drop, okay?
Absolutely.
So they'll be playing it, you know, and they'll know, you know, Aaliyah Hall, this is, you know, they'll play BU, and they'll hear that, okay? I am excited about how far this is going to go. Everybody on the four corners of the earth is going to hear your sound. All right?
Well, I so appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Gina.
I love you. And listen, we're going to stay connected. Gina G, go and follow Aaliyah Hall. Let's stay connected. We never know. We're going to run into her again soon. All right, love. Have a wonderful day. Tell your mom I said hello, your manager, everybody.
I will.
Hello. All right. God bless you. Hold on for Doug. All right, listen, you guys. We're going to transition because we got Elizabeth Brooks joining us right now. We're going right into fitness. So you was encouraged by Aaliyah Hall. Now we're getting ready to get encouraged by some fitness with Elizabeth Brooks. What's going on?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, and Gina should have been here because she missed the workout.
No, I got her last week, though.
Sore.
Are your ears still sore from last week?
My
but that's good, right? That's good to be sore.
It's good to be sore. That's how you know that your body is responding to the workout. People who do not get sore are wasting time, okay?
That's so, right.
I have another word of encouragement for you all today relating to fitness. You know, my motto is fitness begins with correct thinking. And I really wanted to deal with an aspect of our thinking today that deals with our goals. And I want to encourage people to really begin to establish the finish at the start. You know, one of the real challenges I think most people have when they start exercise programs is they don't really establish the finish at the start of their exercise program. Where are you going with this exercise program? And I really want to talk about some ways to encourage people to start establish the finish at the start and really just kind of address some points relating to this issue. I train clients every single day, and I work with clients, and the ones that are with me forever, their goals are long-lasting, long-term goals. Not only are their goals realistic, which is something I'm always encouraging people to set realistic goals, something that you can actually attain, but their goals are sustainable in a way because these goals are not just superficial goals. And when I say superficial goals, I'm saying, you know, people, if you have a goal, okay, you want to get in the best shape of your life for a wedding, there's nothing wrong with that. But a wedding is a very short-term goal, and there must be something that you are doing that has nothing, that goal has to exceed kind of superficial, and kind of surface things that we are trying to accomplish. You know, being in a wedding is great. Getting invited to the wedding, being in the wedding is great, but you could, you know, just be getting in shape for the wrong reasons. And once the wedding occurs, then you go totally off your goal. That's not really a realistic a goal. So I want to encourage people to set realistic, practical goals. One example of a great realistic goal is maintaining your independence. You know, it's one of the primary reasons why a lot of elderly people, those baby boomers, are moving into exercise, even if they didn't exercise when they were younger, because they're trying to sustain their independence. They're trying to stay strong, get their muscles and bones strong so they can be more functional at older ages. And so that's the kind of goal that you can really, you know, sink your teeth into, and it's going to be something that's going to help you establish the finish at the start. The other thing that I want to encourage people to do when they're establishing the finish at the start is start small and slow. You know, you can't start an exercise program and be like, okay, I'm going to work out 6 times a week for 3 hours a day. You know, if you've never worked out before, your goal might need to be, okay, let me just get in a good 30-minute walk every other day. Once you establish that over 3 to 4 to 6 weeks, then it's time to add on another goal. One of the issues that a lot of people have, is remembering that change is really difficult, okay? It is not easy to make change, especially physical change or changes that relate to our schedule. You know, if you're not used to waking up at 6 a.m. in the morning to get your workout on, you know, it doesn't make sense to make a goal that is associated with that unless you're going to make an overall lifestyle change. So let's keep those goals realistic. Let's keep the goals small and start slow and build on those accomplishments that we make. Okay, now I'm working out 3 times a week with my walking. Now add to that after 3 to 4 weeks, because now you're adding to something that you've already established as a pattern in your life. And the final thing that I wanted to kind of highlight in terms of getting people to establish the finish from the start is being committed. You know, being committed is an action word. It's not something that you just say, but a commitment is something that you do. And I really want to encourage people to be committed to themselves. You know, a lot of times we set goals and we say we're going to do things, and it's based completely on what other people are expecting from us and want us to do. But what we want to do is be committed to ourselves. We want to be committed and loyal to a cause, and that cause is making ourselves healthier, happier, more functional, so that God can continue to do a work on the inside of us. you know, the word says, you know, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is what he says, it's reasonable. It's reasonable for you to take care of your bodies. And so we want to start, you know, and that's in Romans 12 and 1. So we want to start really being committed to ourselves, being loyal to ourselves and who we are when nobody else is around. That person is the true person that we are, and that's the person that we're trying to change, and we're going to do it one step at a time. So listen, let's establish the finish at the start, set goals that are realistic and small, attainable, and move forward in God's plan for our lives.
Well, I think that was a lot, and that was good stuff. And the one thing I want to start off with, Elizabeth, is a factor that people don't think about it. Your today can help you for your tomorrow. So if you don't start working out, because like we're at the gym, we see a lot of people in their 70s, 80s, 60s, and I mean, they're getting it. They are doing it. And Gina G, you were there. You saw yourself.
I seen it.
And they were getting it. But see, that one key that you said is because they want to be self-sufficient. You know, you want to be able to be independent. You want to be able to, you know, put your clothes on and drive yourself to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? You want to be able to have a life. And so I believe in that fitness and that journey is so important. Changing your diet, you know, drinking a lot of water, you know, just being active. And just all of the points that you gave, what stood out for you, Gina?
Well, some of the same points. And it's just, you know, you want to take baby steps. You know, you can't expect, like, after that class, I started doing so much other things different. You know, no, I haven't went, you know, hard in the paint, hardcore like she gives you and almost kills you. I haven't done that.
I do not kill people.
You know what she don't.
Elizabeth said, I do not kill people.
Feel like you're going to die, but it's good for you. But I'm just saying your next step by working out little by little every day, you know, drinking water, doing things from the inside out as well. So, I mean, physical, it's all, it's everything. It's mental, it's physical. I mean, she hit it. She always hit it, honey. She always know what she's talking about.
Yeah, so I really agree with that. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for that, because I hope that people are inspired that it's not just a seasonal thing, like you said. You know, it's a lifestyle. You know, it's a start and finish. It's a start that never, I mean, to me, it just never quits. It never stops. It's just something that you have to get in your head that this is the way I want to live, and this is contributing to me having a long life. You know, me not being on medication, me being able to put on my own clothes. I mean, who wants somebody to take you to the bathroom? You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to start thinking about that stuff. And don't wait until you are that age. You got the warnings now. If you are hearing the sounds of our voices right now, that means that God is talking to you right now. God is saying you need to get up, not tomorrow, today. Walk around the block. Start somewhere. Use your steps in your house. I mean, just something. Make a commitment to yourself. Love yourself. That's what a commitment is. Wouldn't you agree, Elizabeth, that you're loving on you by staying committed to you, right? Hello? Elizabeth? Gina?
Well, I agree. I'm here.
I don't know what happened.
I agree.
But we gotta follow Elizabeth Brooks on correctly thinking at Gmail. We lost Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay. Correctly thinking on gmail.com. Anyway, that was good. Yes. I don't know what happened. We're having a lot of technical difficulties today. God is still in control.
He is still in control, and we are still going to work out. Like you said, walk around the block, you know, do things in your house. There's so many exercises that you can do off of your bed, off of your couch, off of a chair. I mean, so there's really, honestly, no excuses besides you just don't want to do it. You know, that's pretty much it. You just don't want to do it, because there's so many things that you can do, like you said, around your home. Even 20, 30 minutes of your time is nothing. We spend that on our phone. You know,
so
we spend that looking up, Googling.
I know. So tell me, Gina, what she say? We don't want to get off without that.
Well, we definitely don't want to, and I kind of blended it in with the topics, because what she say is really going to be, what she say is really, everybody has their own opinion. You know, we cannot knock somebody for having an opinion. What she say, yeah, I said it. I have my opinion. You have yours. I've had someone tell me, oh, the devil's only busy if you allow him to be. Well, this doesn't make any sense to me, honey, because I'm busy, whether you allow me to be busy or not. Guess what? I'm busy. So people have to see what they're going to say and what they're going to do, and you have to do exactly what you just did. Laugh at it. We got to laugh at it because it just does too much for me. What she say is have your opinion, but as long as you don't type it on my Facebook or my Instagram, your opinion is yours, so you can have it, sweetie pie. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Get off of my Facebook and social media with the devil. The devil is only busy if you allow him. Child, I can't deal with some of these people on this social media. You cannot make social media your life, people. So, you know, write with your opinion and move on.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
That's what they told me, Dr. Gina.
Well, I agree with it 100%. So what you got going on this week? I know you got the Thursday night comedy show that you're hosting constantly. What is that?
Yes, every Thursday I am down at the Orlando's number one soul food restaurant, which is called Chef Eddie's. It's downtown Orlando next to the Amway Center. We do that every Thursday night. We have live comedy. We have live music. And this weekend is my husband's birthday, so I don't have any comedy shows booked this weekend. I am hoping to just shower him with love before he goes back on the road. So that's pretty much my weekend. But tomorrow night, yes, we'll be at Chef Eddie. So come on down, you guys, if you're here in Orlando.
Where is it? Everybody don't know. They not all, you know, worldwide. Where's Chef Eddie's?
Chef Eddie's. It is the number one soul food restaurant. Actually, been voted for about 4 years in a row being the number one soul food restaurant in Orlando. They are downtown, 5571 Church Street. It's right across the street from the Amway. It is delicious food. I mean, you definitely got to have the meatloaf. You definitely got to have the macaroni. If you're not vegan. And their sweet tea is like some of the best sweet tea I have ever put to my lips. It is just real diabetical and delicious.
Well, listen. I love that. Happy birthday to you, Ty, in advance, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I have football this weekend. No traveling for me, but, you know, I'm working. I just want to make an announcement, though. I do have, I'm going to be part of CharismaMag.com. They have a YouTube station, so I will be doing videos on CharismaMag's video YouTube station. I'm super excited about the visibility and just God getting all the glory and people connecting with me through, you know, my face and, you know, being able to see my face and, you know, hear a word of encouragement. So go ahead and check out and subscribe to Charisma Mag on YouTube, and they subscribe to them, and you'll be getting notifications whenever, you know, some great inspiration from the authors of Charisma Magazine, Charisma Media Publishing Company comes on and give you some words of inspiration. I will be on every Friday. So look for that. And also the blog that's in CharismaMag.com every Friday. I write blogs for them. Every Friday I'm featured on there. Also, don't forget to go to Charisma Podcast Network and get 5 days of Charisma Podcast Network inspiration, 5-10 minutes of just inspiration. So just saturating, just getting all the love. Shout out to them, Dr. Steve Green. Shout out to Adley's. Shout out to Lord Jesus, Jenny Rose. Shout out to Valentina. Shout out to all of them. I just love them all. They're just amazing. All of the staff is just amazing, from the front door to upstairs. They just an awesome team, and I love them. Charisma Media.
Charisma Media.
They are amazing. Yep.
Amazing, amazing.
You're so busy. God is so good. He's working. I'm so excited for you, Dr. Gina. I really, really, really am. It's just, it's going to be so inspiring to be able to see your little cute face on there and get eye to eye with you when you inspire and motivate people. I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you, sister.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Well, this has been a really great show. I love Aaliyah Hall. She's such a sweet girl. That girl can really sing. I love her. I just connect with her sound so much. You know, when God gives somebody a sound, you know, we all got different sounds. You know, yours is through comedy, and then you got a special sound to you. Then, you know, my sound, even with hosting and doing the shows and stuff like that, it's a sound. You know, when people connect with that, it's, you can't worry about anybody else. You can't compete with anybody else or compare because you have your own sound. And people don't realize the world is so many people, so big that God's got a nice amount of people that will connect with your sound and need your sound, that will be inspired by your sound. So I hope that blessed somebody today. You know, stay in your lane and perfect your sound.
Right.
Let God perfect your sound and mature you with your sound. And watch the doors continue to open. Watch how he brings people to you, because he's drawing people through you to him. And it's all about him anyway. All right, well, listen, let's, you know, pray out and, you know, bless the people. Father, we just thank you and bless you for today's show. Father, we thank you so much for blessing every listener, Father God. Continue to increase them. Continue, Lord God, to bless them throughout the day, protect them throughout the day, traveling mercy. In the name of Jesus, we just give you all the praise, honor, glory. Bless all of the guests that was on today. Just bless every person, Father God, that is connected to this show. Just the producers and everybody, Gina, her family. Just bless us all, Father God, with your loving kindness, your wisdom, and your knowledge. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Listen, you guys can live home. Live home. Living your destiny. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.